This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the money primary. Ted Cruz thins the Republican herd and scares Democrats. We now have three elections in the U.S. There's the general election in 2016, of course, when we pull the lever for our candidates, sorting out the ballot babies from the two main contenders offered by the Republicans and Democrats. There's the primary election, where we poll between candidates earlier in the election year to see who might emerge on the final ballot. For many of us, this is a trivial exercise because our scarlet red states have watched earlier bellwethers, Super Tuesdays, and significant prizes, as they're called, earlier in the year. This vote is often more of habit than heart. And then there's the third election that happens much, much earlier, where dollars, not votes, are counted, that has become one of the most important, if not the most important primary, operating solely for the one percenters, deep-pocketed and self-interested, where we are ordered to simply watch and wait. Speaking for this vast silent majority, and I can admit to having already been ticked off, seeing Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side pile up such a huge lead that the nomination is being all but conceded to her without any of the primaries being conducted. And then Jeb Bush streaked to the lead in the money primary for the Republicans enough to become almost a front runner one day after being uncertain to run the next. Bush being a Bush and Republicans being Republicans, they've become surprisingly committed to chaos and discordant voices. So a score of wannabes remain in the field, no matter how hapless and long their shots might be. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas was an excellent example, so far right that he seemed the most radical of the crew, a captive of the Tea Party and an anarchist at heart. New York Times even ran a piece recently, clipping the heels off his boots by stating that he was less than heartily loved deep in the heart of Texas. But that was then, and this is now, and the money primary allows voting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and follows its own whim, as money is like to do, not some regular schedule that makes it easy for pundits and papers. In the money primary, Senator Cruz just put a huge ante on the table as his people confirmed that in what seems like a one-week collection blitz, they scored and have almost finished collecting $31 million for four super PACs that will coordinate expenditures with each other in support of Cruz. None of this bundling for him, a Long Island equity, private equity, hedge fund guy, seems to have fallen head over heels for Ted and led the big bucks parade. One veteran Republican fundraiser was quoted by the Times to the effect that most of the big boys would have thought they could raise and budget $30 million for the entire primary season. With Cruz laying down $31 million almost 9 months before the primaries, when all the rest of us get to come out and play too, I would bet he just forced the calculations to double to $60 million, maybe even triple towards $100 million for the serious candidates. The Republicans have already seen one candidate, Mitt Romney, their 2012 standard bearer, pushed out in the money primary when his big rollers told him in so many words that they had been there and done that. Now, with this Cruz news, a lot of the little Republicans must have spent some time on the phones and in conference with their families telling them they would hang in for a hot minute, but their race was one and done. Count Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal is toast, but Rick Perry of Texas, Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, Senator Lindsey Graham, and a bunch of others are also burned to a crisp. You might have Senator Mark Rubio is still viable, but I bet he's on the bubble too. Senator Rand Paul just announced, but his race now seems way more quixotic, with a Cruz ideology and money sucking up the space. Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey was already late for the party, and now he's a goner whether he admits it or not. Jeb Bush and his money juggernaut just realized they're in a fight to the death. There's still a lot of candidates, and Cruz is a wild and crazy guy, so some of those that can put together the cash will still be viable, but the dark horses just got pushed off the track. On the Democratic side, they just got the memo that there's a new game in town. They better double down if they want to be able to compete in the general election, because whoever emerges on the Republican side is going to have a pile of money and the will and ways to have raised it. Eventually, the rest of us will get to vote. But once all the money is raised and spent, the only mystery will be if any of our votes and voices matter compared to the big buck boys and their millions calling the shots. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.